Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Coaching Conversations. This is your host, Life Coach Sean Chakowski, and I have a very special guest here today with us. It is Nick Kakowski. How you doing, Nick?
Hey, I'm doing great, Sean. Thanks for having me.
Oh, we're so happy you're here. And Nick is a certified holistic educator and a certified emotion code practitioner. I'm very excited to hear more about your work. Nick helps people suffering from acute and chronic pain to heal their pain by releasing past trap emotions that they are holding in their body. Very interesting. So welcome, Nick. Can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Oh, certainly. I'd love to. So, you know, I was a massage therapist for 9 years. So as you can imagine, in that time, I worked with a lot of people that were in pain, you know, low back pain, neck pain, car accidents, you know, work injuries, things like that. And when I did massage for them, you know, some of them, they would get some pain relief. But then for others, even though I knew that I was working the correct muscles and the correct structure, they would leave, you know, still in pain. And I had often kind of wondered why that was. So I thought, okay, maybe there is some other component to that, you know, possibly being emotional. And then the second reason why I got into the work was my mother was diagnosed with cancer in 2010. And she ended up going through chemo and radiation. And because of that, she was in a lot of pain. And, you know, I knew that part of that for her was emotional, you know, just the emotional journey of going through cancer. So, again, you know, I'd wished that I could, you know, take away her pain in seconds. So that kind of really sparked my journey on, you know, how can I help people with pain, you know, if it is emotionally based, help them to relieve it so that, you know, they're no longer suffering. And then as a result of that, I ended up becoming certified in the emotion code and also becoming a certified holistic educator as well.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So I'd love to, I know, for my practice, too, I do Reiki, so we talk a lot about blockages mm-hmm. and trapped emotions, so I'm so excited that we get to dive a little bit deeper into this and discuss. So let's do this. Mm-hmm. What is, for the listeners out there, what is a trapped emotion, and how do you think they form?
Yeah, that's a great question. So a trapped emotion, it's basically a ball of energy that is stuck or trapped in the body. So, you know, to give you an example, if I am in a car accident, there are like 15 million things happening all at once, right? So right. I'm going to have a number of emotions about that. And, you know, in the case, again, of a car accident, we don't take that time to like really process and integrate those emotions because there's so much stuff going on. So what happens is, you know, those emotions, they have to go somewhere. So they get stuck or they get trapped in our body. And they can get trapped in the muscles. They can get trapped in the bones. They can get trapped in the organs or the glands. So if I have a trapped emotion of, you know, fear, for example, that gets stuck in one of my kidneys, you know, after the car accident, I'm going to say, oh, I'm fine. I feel great. Everything is fine. And, you know, maybe, you know, a couple of months down the line or even a couple of years, I might, you know, develop some back pain. And so, you know, I go to the doctor and I receive, you know, anti-inflammatory and a muscle relaxer, and I notice that helps a little bit, but, you know, the pain is still there. So, you know, one of the nice things about the emotion code is that when we have that, the trapped emotion of fear in our kidney, for example, our kidney will start to pick up on that energy that is stuck within it. And then that starts to imbalance, you know, the kidney, for example. And the surrounding muscles can start to pick up on that energy. And so that can create, you know, cramps and spasms and pain in the body. So the emotion code is a way to very safely and quickly identify what those trapped emotions are. And then release them. And so as that happens, the pain in the body starts to decrease because it no longer has that interference to deal with.
The disturbance almost in your energy pathways, correct? I find it very fascinating. So let's say this. I have chronic pain. How do I know that? I mean, there's physical pain, like we stub our toe, correct? And then there's, how do we know if it's an emotional pain, like something that's deeper causing or it's stemming? How do you work with clients? Is there a technique, or how do you kind of fine tune that?
Yeah, so, when someone has pain, of course, it can just be physical, like you said, we stub our toe. But oftentimes clients can, like if they're in chronic pain, you know, because chronic, it just means it's been going on for quite some time. There are a couple of things that I look for. So when I work with someone, I ask them, okay, what have you tried to resolve your chronic pain? And if they say, oh, I've been to a doctor and I'm on medications, I've been to a chiropractor, I've been to a physical therapist, I've tried massage, you know, all of those things are absolutely wonderful and needed. But when they tell me that they've done all of those physical modalities, but the pain is still there, then that kind of gives me a little bit of a clue that it might be emotional. The second thing is, with their chronic pain, I'll ask them, you know, when the pain started, and when the pain started, can they connect it to some sort of event in their life? So maybe it was a car accident, maybe it was a divorce, maybe it was a death of a loved one, you know. And so it can be those overwhelming experiences that we go through that, you know, we think we've released all the emotions, but, you know, there's still some there kind of lingering around, you know, causing the body to go out of balance. So the way that I find these trapped emotions is there's an emotion code chart of 60 possible emotions that we can trap. So when I work with a client, I use something called kinesiology, and it means science of movement. So it's an easy way to get a yes or no answer from the body. So some chiropractors will use kinesiology, physical therapists, chiropractors. So it's just not woo-woo, you know, it's something that's based in science. So when I work with someone, I'll ask them, you know, is there a trapped emotion that we can release that is, you know, causing or contributing to your shoulder pain? And oftentimes I'll get a yes, you know, their body is letting me know, yeah, there is something there. And then from there, it's going through that chart of 60 emotions and kind of doing a process of elimination. So then, you know, once that emotion is found, sometimes the person's body wants to know a little bit more information before it's released. So, you know, where is it in the body? You know, maybe around what age did it get trapped? And then, you know, the emotion is released. And as that happens, oftentimes clients will notice a decrease, you know, in their pain.
Interesting. Beautiful. It's almost like an unburdening of their energy. The awareness. Is there a specific technique? I know the muscle testing, so that you help people to identify. Is it that when they find the awareness and they connect with that trapped emotion, is that where some of the releasing starts to happen? Or is there any type of other technique that people need to apply?
I would say that the releasing starts to happen a little bit on their end because we're kind of bringing the emotion from the subconscious into the conscious mind. And so once that happens, you know, then they're aware of it, and it's like, oh, yeah, that's there, so it can start to be worked with. But, again, when I work with a client, and I do all of my work with clients over the phone, so, you know, I can work with anyone anywhere, which is really nice. But when I work with them, I energetically connect to them. And again, it sounds kind of woo-woo, but,
right up my alley.
You know?
You got the right listeners. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yep.
Good.
Yes.
So energetically connecting to them. And then you know, the way that the trapped emotion is released is we have a main meridian or energy channel in our body, and that meridian is the governing meridian. So it basically goes over the top of our head and down the back of our body. So that meridian is connected to all the other meridians in the body. So when I release a trapped emotion for them, I'm basically passing my hand over that governing meridian a couple of times, with the intent to release that trapped emotion. And so because of that, that emotion is released. What's nice is that it just literally takes a couple of seconds. And, you know, when I work with clients, I let them know that you can share as much information with me as like or as little information as you like. It's not like a psychotherapy or counseling session where I'm, you know, having them bring up all these uncomfortable emotions. You know, it's mm-hmm. nothing like that. It's just identifying trapped emotions and releasing them. And, you know, there have been some clients where I've worked with where I have referred them to a counselor or a psychotherapist because I feel like they do need a little bit more additional help, you know, which is okay.
Right. Beautiful. Yeah, the energy work, it's like Reiki too, where you have the right listeners. Everything is energy and energetically identifying, which I really want to, with our listeners, which I think is really powerful, Nick, is that a lot of times, too, our bodies are signaling to us. You know, we're always looking the opposite way, but, like, you know, when you have physical manifestations in the body, it could be, you know, signaling to you to work, you know, inward. And very, very powerful. So let me ask you this. What is, you sent in a heart wall. Can you tell me about that? What is a heart wall and how can that be causing pain?
Yeah, so a heart wall is basically trapped emotions that we build around our heart over time. So, again, you know, that could be due to some physical pain that we have. It could be due to my earlier examples, a death of a loved one, you know, an accident, something like that. And so those emotions, they get trapped around our heart. So what that does on a physical level is we might have high blood pressure. You know, we might have heart problems. We might have, you know, difficulty breathing. We might have, shoulder pain, for example. We might notice a lot of neck and shoulder tension. We might have, you know, like a lowered immune system, or we might get sick often. On an emotional level, having a heart wall, it prevents us really from connecting with other people deeply because we have those emotions, you know, in front of our heart. So it can be difficulty connecting with people deeply, making friendships, romantic relationships. If we have a heart wall, we might find it difficult for us to follow our heart. So with the emotion code, I can work with someone to find out exactly what those trapped emotions are and then release them so that they no longer have all of those emotions, around their heart. And the interesting thing about that is some of those emotions actually aren't theirs. So they're emotions that that were passed along to them from their parents or from their grandparents. So, you know, if their parents or grandparents have emotions that they've been unable to release, then that just gets passed along to the child, you know, and then the child is carrying those emotions and that energy with them, you know, possibly for their whole life unless they're released. And, you know, those emotions can definitely affect not only our physical body, but kind of how we show up in the world.
Interesting. Wow. Very, very simple but profound, too, you know, if you break it down and look at it from the inside out. So let me, one last question before we have to wrap it up, Nick. How about, what are some ways people can shift negative emotions that maybe kept causing them about pain or having some pain?
Yeah, definitely. So, if they are in pain, a couple of things, you know, just doing some sort of gentle movement. And what that's going to do is that will naturally just get energy moving through the body, But on a physical level, it also gets your lymphatic system moving. So, you know, your lymphatic system, when it's a little bit kind of sluggish, it will create swelling and inflammation in the body, and then that can contribute to pain. So gentle movement kind of gets all that moving so that pain can decrease. I would say a second thing would definitely be laughter. You know, watching a funny movie, going to a comedy, you know, when we're laughing, we tend to, like, not focus so much on our pain, you know, and it can help to release endorphins and decrease muscular tension and, you know, just help us to better deal with stress. And then, you know, a third thing I would say would be to have gratitude. So, you know, even though I may have a shoulder injury, for example, you know, there are like 5 million other things in my body that are working just perfectly. So, you know, either I can put all of my energy on the shoulder pain, which is going to make it worse, or I can say, okay, you know, like, I'm breathing and I'm alive and I can walk and, you know, again,
right.
There are like 5 million other things that are great that I can focus on, you know, rather than the fact that I just have a shoulder injury.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing your insight with us. Can you tell our listeners how they can reach you? And I also, you are on our website, which is wnylifecoaching.com, but please tell people how they can directly reach you, Nick.
Yeah, sure. So they can go to my website. It's www.releaseemotionalbaggage.com. And on there, they can sign up for my email list, and I send out a weekly blog post. And also, they'll get a holistic pain relief toolkit, which are just a couple of tools that I created to help them just start to ease their acute or chronic pain. And then also, I'm going to start doing monthly holistic educational webinars. So I have my first one coming up on July 19th, which is going to be called Secrets to Pain Relief Without Medication.
Beautiful.
So, again,
good.
They're going to be just holistic webinars just to educate people, you know, about holistic ways that we can heal.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for being on. And thank you to our listeners. And again, if you want to see Nick's bio, I have you up on our website, which is at wnylifecoaching.com. Thank you so much, Nick.
Yeah, thank you so much, Sean. It was great.
Oh, beautiful. And thank you to all our listeners. Power from within. Have a good day.